There are times when everyone around you just seems to desert you. You can be surrounded by lots of people and yet still be completely alone. You're carrying heavy burdens, but there's no one to share the load. You have worries and concerns, but there's no one to pour your heart out to. You're struggling to make it through, and there's no one prepared to lend a hand. It happened to Jesus. At the time when he needed the most, his friends, the disciples, his family all deserted him. Even Peter, who'd promised to stick with him through thick and thin, denied Jesus 3 times. And so he died, completely alone. It happened to the Apostle Paul too. Almost everyone had deserted him when he was locked up in a Roman dungeon, right there in his hour of greatest need. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Cretans has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. I've seen it too. You head off out into this global ministry like Christianity Works, and all these people want to join you. It sounds so exciting and glamorous, but actually, it's hard work. And when the going gets tough, well, many fall by the wayside. You know what we want to do when that happens? We want to give up. We look around at all the rest who've turned back, and we ask ourselves, why should I keep going? If God can't be bothered to put people next to me who'll share the load, if God can't even make sure I have a friend, just one, to lean on, what's the point? So, there's the Apostle Paul. He's been out there for years now proclaiming the gospel, and not only has everyone deserted him, but Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm, he writes in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Beware of him yourself, for he is strongly opposed to our message. At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. How would you react? How would you feel? Here's Paul's response, verses 17 and 18. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. When everybody else deserts you and fails you, God will be there to stand with you. He'll be faithful to the end. That's his word, fresh for you today.